Hey, this is Chris. I haven't done anything on here in the longest time, but it's just this. I just got off the phone or off Skype with a guy who helps me organize one of the future tours that I want to do. And this one is so amazing that I just thought I would have to tell you guys about it. It's going to be in 2015, probably in April. Again, not a fully done deal yet, but it's looking very, very good. And it's a tour that I wanted to do in the longest time. It's a tour of India, and especially around the tea areas of India. So it's a tea-themed tour. We're talking Darjeeling. I have to see if Assam is in there, but it's the northern Bengal area of India where a lot of the tea comes from. So we'll be on tea plantations, tea tastings. The timing has specifically been chosen so that we'll be there during the harvest, the first flush harvest, which is kind of where they get the best tea, and we'll be there in cars driving around the area, visiting different areas there. We'll be staying in pretty good hotels. I think it's only 4-star hotels there. So it's a mixture of tea and the culture around tea. We'll see monasteries there. It's an area of lots of contrasts. It's just, I'm totally amazed as to how this is gonna pan out, if it pans out, but it's really looking very good. There's also some wildlife involved, so we'll be seeing elephants, tigers, rhinos. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that we should be able to do there. It's a pretty fully packed thing. I think the India part is about 12 days long, and there's a second part which is even more interesting, because if you like, you can tag on how many days? I don't even know. Five or six days of Nepal, which is right around the corner. So, if you look on the map, the northern Bengal area is in between Bhutan and Nepal. So, it's kind of sandwiched in there. And so, while everyone's there, I think it's a good idea to just add that to the whole trip, because it's a relatively short flight from the area to Kathmandu, and we'll have an opportunity to see another different culture there. And Nepal, I've been to Nepal now for 3 times. The fourth time is coming up in May, so I'll be very I'm very excited about this, and I thought I would let you know. There's nothing on my website yet, but just keep in mind that this thing is coming up. All right, that's it. Chris, signing off. Take care.